the stuff that comes out when you open it up?
Matter, or I think I call it refuse sometimes, because I hate to say pus, and matter, or I guess I'd say matter.
Okay. If a person sprains his ankle, it usually gets larger. You'd say his ankle blank.
Swelled.
Okay. And you would say his ankle has
swollen.
All right. And you would say when a person sprains his ankle, it
swells.
And what do you call the fluid inside a blister?
Water.
If someone is shot, say in a war or something like that, the place where he's shot is called a
wound.
And sometimes when a wound is not attended to, you get a kind of a...
an infection.
All right. And sometimes there's a special appearance of the flesh around the wound. Here it's described.
Inflamed.
All right. A white granular granular substance forms around the edge. Have you ever heard any special name?
Scab.
All right. Have you ever, and what I think of when in reference to this term is where the flesh gets a little puffed up and very red. Can you think of any particular name for it?
Well, I personally would say it has inflamed.
All right. Have you ever heard this expression?
Proud flesh. Yes, but I don't actually know
what it
means.
What it is. If you're treating a wound, especially a few years ago, I don't think we use it as much now, but on just a little superficial scrape by that a child might have, what is the red stuff that you put on it?
Mercurochrome.
Okay. And that's probably later than what I'm thinking of, because mercurochrome doesn't burn, but there was something before that that burned.
That's red?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I would use camphophonique, so all I know that would be red would be mercurochrome.
Okay. What about this?
Oh, I'd say that was brown.
All
iodine.
Right.
Iodine.
Okay. And malaria victims used to be treated with a certain kind of medicine. Do you remember what that was?
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. If the doctor had come to the house and did everything he could, but he was unsuccessful, you would say, the doctor would come out and say, I'm terribly sorry, but the man has...
You mean the doctor's going to diagnose him from that?
Well, the doctor has already seen him and worked with him and was unsuccessful. The man
died?
Mm-hmm. And what would the, when the people came to the funeral, they're often used polite expressions, say to the widow or whatever. They would say, I'm terribly sorry to hear that your husband...
passed away.
Okay. Are there other expressions that you might use?
I don't think I'd say died. That's so cold and cruel.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say has gone.
Mm-hmm.
That infers a lot. But mm-hmm. in this case, we'd know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, there are also rather crude terms for the same, for death. You might say, old man so-and-so.
Kick the bucket.
Okay. Are there others that you can think of? All right. And if you were uncertain about the cause of his death, you'd say, well, I really don't know what he died
of.
All right. And, of course, the place where people are buried is called a...
cemetery.
And the thing that you bury people in, you put the body in?
A vault or a casket.